Welcome to Pure Intuitive Talk with me, Trish Smith. I'm a multidimensional channeler sharing my gift to assist others to connect and work with their whole being, helping bring them into a beautiful way of high-frequency living. Immerse yourself in an hour of nourishment that feeds your spiritual journey and invites you to embrace your empowered soul. You'll feel armed with new understandings for how to shift from pain to love as we explore topics from shamanic sound healing to gut health. Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world around us and learn new tools and techniques to feel whole again? Of course you are, and you're in the right place. Pure Intuitive Talk starts now. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk on Transformation Talk Radio with me, Trish Smith, your host. And with me today, I have a good friend of mine, Christina Cancino. We spent the last segment talking about her kidneys failing on her when she was 6 years old and having to go through a kidney transplant. Fortunately, her mother was the perfect match for her and she was able to be given her mother's kidney. But the average expectancy of a transplanted organ is 15 to 20 years. And so that was part of her story also, is that that kidney was only going to last so long. Thank you for being here with us, Christina.
Thank you.
How long did that kidney last? I mean, that kidney lasted you a long time. I think God was good with that one, huh?
God is always good, you know, mm-hmm. And that's where I get my strength from, my faith from. Like, he has never failed me my whole life, never failed me. But yes, of course, you know, they do have a lifespan and there's going to come a time where it's time for a new kidney. October 23rd of 1990 is when we had the transplant. And then in 2011, I started to get symptoms again. Mainly the swelling, retaining water, you know, because my kidney was shutting down and it wasn't filtering the way it should be. So, 2011 is when I started getting sick again. And I was like, I know these symptoms. I know these signs. And so immediately, you know, went to go get it checked out. And sure enough, my kidney was failing again.
And how old were you when that kidney started to fail again? And I know it lasted longer than an average expectancy for a kidney. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's unfortunate that they don't just last, you know, for 60 years. So I know your mom's kidney lasted longer than the average expectancy, but how old were you when it started to fail?
Gosh, I want to say I was, maybe before 30. I know that, so probably like 28, 29 years old.
Okay. Yeah. Cause somebody just turned 40 yesterday. You just turned 40 yesterday.
Happy birthday. I did. Thank you.
I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're here with me.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm here too. You know, life is just, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
So do you mind going into, okay, so you're close to 30 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And you have your son, you have one son, Eric, and how old was he at the time?
So Eric was 5 years old when I had to essentially go back on dialysis. So pretty much, when I went back on dialysis, I actually chose to do the peritoneal dialysis, which is the kind you could do at home. You know, they train you on how to like be very thorough with the cleaning and how to hook yourself up to the machine. You know, there's just so much that goes into it. But at the same time, it's a little bit more freedom, you know. But, you know, every night for 8 hours, I would hook up to my machine, you know, and then go to sleep and then wake up and it would be done. So I could, you know, it was working and doing its thing as I was sleeping. But along with that came anxiety and depression, I would say a little bit. But I've always kept my faith. Of course, I had my ups and downs, you know, where I would just get like really like, oh my gosh, here I am again, you know, I have a son this time. And he was my reason for pushing, for wanting to just keep going, for trying to stay strong and get through it. And I know it was hard for him to see me like that every day. I know I missed out a lot, like I was there, physically there. Mentally and emotionally, it was hard because, or and physically, because I didn't have energy, you know. And there's a 5-year-old involved, a little child, you know, and he's very energetic and wants to go do things. And I just didn't have the energy to do it. There would be some days where I felt really good, and I would take advantage of those days. Come on, son, let's go do something. Let's go do this, you know. And but they were very far and few in between. But I know it affected him, and you know, he didn't really necessarily talk to me about it, but my mom had mentioned to me, you know, the things that he would tell her. And, you know, I don't know if my mom's gonna wake up tomorrow. And, you know, like, even thinking about that now, it's like, oh my God, like, how sad is that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was close to 10 years on dialysis. and they say, like, you know, once you push the 10-year mark, like, being on dialysis, like, that's, you know, you're kind of getting up there where it's kind of just like not going to really help anymore. Yeah, that was very rough on me and my son.
I remember reading while you're going through this, because you and I became friends. We worked together at the school district. That's how I met Christina. She and I worked together doing ABA, which is applied behavioral analysis for our little kiddos with some autism. We had our nonverbal kids, and we're, you know, teaching them how to speak and, you know, all that other fun stuff we were doing. And so we'd met at work, but we were off for summer break, and we were both at Disneyland, and we happened to run into each other, which to me also feels like God intervening, like those divine appointments.
Oh, yes.
And so I remember us being at Disneyland. I'm like, hey, what are you doing here? And you're like, I'm hanging out. And you ended up telling me that your kidney was failing again. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know your previous story. I didn't know that you had one kidney that you had received from your mother when you were 6 years old.
Yeah.
And I just have to say that your attitude, I mean, I remember even like the day that we ran into each other at Disneyland, it wasn't like, oh my God, you know, I'm sick and I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, you're like, you've always had this beautiful faith and it just shines through you. And I remember you had an upbeat, positive attitude even while you were telling me that your kidney was failing. And this was in the very beginning of those almost 10 years
of being
on dialysis.
Yes.
And your attitude for the last 10 years that I've known you has always been so beautiful.
Thank you.
You're such an inspiration to me.
Thank you. I just...
No, it's okay. Okay. A mascara on, I can't cry.
I know. So I just like, I don't know, the way my mind works is just like, you're sick again. Like, what, you know, what are you gonna do? Like, there's, you know, you can't do anything about it. You gotta go through the motions. You know, your God has your back. And that's, like I said earlier, like, that's never been a doubt of mine. When I put everything into his hands, I know that I'm going to be taken care of. I will say though, once like it started to like 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, and it was, you know, I'm like, okay, God, you can, you know, give me a kidney anytime now, you know, like, this is starting to worry me. But I, you know, I would go back again, like, I trust you, I trust you, I trust you. And I would always speak it. I would speak it. I trust that you have the perfect kidney for me. And that was like almost like a mantra, you know, like, I know you have the perfect kidney for me. Your timing is perfect, not mine. Your plan for my life, not mine. And so, yeah, that's just what I would keep telling myself. I would just go about my life. I would do what I need to do. And that was it. Just, you have to try to remain positive. I know it's hard. I know, trust me. But I always strive to just be positive about my situation. Also, because I didn't like to worry my family, my friends, you know, I didn't like pity parties, you know, like, I just didn't want anyone to look at me like I was helpless, you know. So yeah, I just try to keep it positive all the time.
Yeah, it's fascinating because for you to be able to go through life putting your best foot forward while, I mean, I remember reading while you were going through that because I tried to inform myself. I remember reading that the average life expectancy on dialysis was 6 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here you were coming up on 10 years. And I mean, I was scared. So I would imagine that you were scared also. But like you said, you held so tight, not held, let's not put that past tense because you still do hold onto your faith.
Yes.
So strongly. Like you had, you got a stronghold on your faith.
Small as a mustard seed, that's all you need, right? And it's small, but it's great at the same time. Another thing that made it very difficult though for me to get someone to find a kidney was that because I've already had a transplant prior and because I had a pregnancy, my antibodies were really high. So the possibility of me receiving a kidney and rejecting it were high. I've had friends and family get tested and, because of my antibodies, it was very hard for anybody to match with me. I think Rachel Walter,
I remember when Rachel was a match.
Yeah, she was a match. And of course, they want you to be in the best of health when you are going to donate a kidney. We had a date set and everything. And then, one of her tests came back to where, she had, some health things going on and she wasn't able to donate to me. And, I remember that day when she came, to tell me, and she was just so heartbroken, so, so heartbroken. And, but yeah, so we came close and I'll always love Rachel for that.
I remember her being devastated. I remember her calling me and telling me, I found out I'm a match.
Yeah.
And then I remember her being devastated when her doctor wouldn't clear her.
Yeah.
Because of her own health issues.
Mm-hmm. I know. It was hard. It was hard on her. And I want to cry.
Crying is good. It's good.
I know.
It gets messy, but it's good for us.
I'm very thankful for the family and friends that did try to get tested, for sure. So it was hard for me to get a match. I also had Loma Linda call me and they're like, we have a kidney available, but the donor, they're deceased, and and I could have taken it, but with the deceased donor, the expectancy, the lifespan of a kidney, it's not, it's lower than living donor. I had to think, I really had to think to myself, like, that's a major decision. Do I want to take this kidney? And I declined it. I did, because in the back of my mind, and this goes back again to my faith, I'm like, no, I know God has the perfect kidney for me. A living donor. And then so I waited and I waited and I waited, and God kept me strong. He kept me going. And I've always had the greatest support from family and friends, like truly blessed, like friends such as yourself, like just always there, always checking on me, always there to, help me out in any way. Being a single mom, and it was really hard financially. I know, remember you threw that car wash for me to raise money because my car had it was done, so I needed a new car, and just so many things, so many family and friends that just would gather around to help me, and that is truly a blessing. Definitely blessed for that.
Well, that was definitely the least that I could do to help you out. But I have to say, like, that is an extraordinary amount of faith to decline a kidney that could possibly not last very long. I mean, really, who knows? Mm-hmm. It could have lasted 2 years, 6 years, but it's not going to be a long-lasting kidney, because you knew that that perfect kidney was coming for you.
I felt it. I felt it with my whole being. I just knew, you know, just one of those things you can't explain. I just the reassurance of God, you know, he has what's best for me. And so that's what I waited on.
I just remember, and I'll probably have to talk about this when we get back. We'll have to go to break in a little bit, but I just remember so many times with my struggles with depression and anxiety and panic attacks, because I have complex post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm-hmm. I just remember so many times you being worried about me, and it would just blow my mind. I'm like, what? Like, how is she worried about me? Like, she's on dialysis. Like, she doesn't know how long this could last. She doesn't know if her kidney is coming. And here this beautiful woman is sitting around worried about me.
I just, the love I have for family and friends is just so great, you know? Like, I will always worry and want to make sure and know that my people, my tribe, they are well, no matter what I'm going through, you know?
Well, you're definitely one of the most special humans I've ever known in my entire life. And I hold you in the highest regards. We do have to go to a break. Thank you everyone for tuning in. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk with Trish Smith on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have my friend Christina here. We're shedding a couple tears. It's just, it's a lot. It's very moving. It's a powerful story, and it's not just a story. It's your life story, and it's what you've lived with and what you lived through and the ups and downs. And I'm so grateful that you're willing to share it. So we do have to go to a break, but when we come back, we'll continue hearing more. So thank you everybody for tuning in. Stay with us. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk with your host, Trish Smith. That'd be me on Transformation Talk Radio. I've got a really good friend of mine here today, Christina Cancino, and she's been opening up so beautifully and being very transparent about her struggles, her faith, and the journey that she's been on since she was 6 years old, with dialysis and with losing both of her kidneys and then having a kidney transplant. And then that kidney over a 21-year period failing. Mm-hmm. And then once that kidney starts failing, now we're on dialysis 8 hours every single night, tied to that machine mm-hmm. That was being your kidneys for you.
Yes.
But thank you for being here with me. I really appreciate you. I really
absolutely
appreciate
being here.
And I love you to death. You know that.
And you know, I love you even more.
we could go on a war about that. Like, so we don't want to get that
I'm
started.
Ready. When I go out to Oregon, girl, it's on.
Right. We're gonna be like, no, I love you more. No, I love you more.
No, seriously.
So thank you again for being here. And where we left off, we were talking about what kind of faith that it takes to put your best foot forward. Because in my experience, when I spend time with people that really have very serious medical conditions that they struggle with, they're just not as positive as you are. And they're not putting their best foot forward all the time like you do. I mean, with my complex post-traumatic stress disorder, I try. And I typically will put my best foot forward, but sometimes like I'm not. And I've just been always so impressed by how well you do put your best foot forward. Like, you show up as the best version of yourself all the time.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I had my moments where I would break down and cry. It is completely normal. And for those who, you know, really struggle to find the faith and the positivity through their illnesses, their diseases, their situations, everybody's different, you know, and I really just pray for peace for people who are going through things, because it's tough. It is tough. It's not easy. And like I said, I had my moments. There were plenty of moments where my mom had to come and comfort me, and even angry. I was angry at times, like, why is this happening to me again? Like, I don't want to go through this, you know. you know, there's things I want to do with my son, you know, but again, like I would just snap out of it and be like, no, you know, your God's greater. He's going to get you through this. And that's what I just kept clinging on to. And
tell me a little bit about your grandma, because I remember, you know, in our conversations and in the past, I think you learned some cool things about your faith from your grandma. Am I wrong?
Oh, absolutely. My grandma was such a prayer warrior. She was constantly praying. I just remember, you know, because I had to go live with her when I was sick. Like I said, because my mom, you know, she was in an abusive relationship with my biological father. So I, you know, I lived with my grandma for a while. And I kid you not, all throughout the day, I would just see her cleaning, praising God. She always had worship music on. Just, you know, she could be washing the dishes and she would be praying in tongues constantly. Like my grandma, her faith, I swear that's where I got it from. I learned it and I saw it in her. And I feel like she really did instill that in me. I really do. You know, she passed some years ago, but yeah, she will always like be a major part of my faith and why I have such a positive attitude about everything.
And I know some of that comes from your mother as well, because I've
oh,
known
absolutely.
Her for the last 10 years. And I know that's one strong woman. And I know, I mean, you guys, man, whatever that gene pool situation is, like you guys are some really strong, beautiful women.
Oh, for sure. And yeah, my mom, absolutely. That's where I get my strength from. Absolutely. She has been through a lot. And I think too, that's another reason why I just, you know, like I look at my mother, I see so much strength, so much resilience, so much passion in her love for her family and her children and her grandchildren. And I just like, I'm just like wowed by her, you know, like she, yeah, I get my strength from my mom, definitely.
If you don't mind me interjecting this also, you're the same, you know, I've watched you mother your son for the last 10 years. And honestly, like you've parented him. Like when you were your sickest and while you were going through everything that you've been going through, I've been there, like you're on him and you parent him. Like you're not lazy. You're not like, oh, I don't feel good. I'm not going to put effort into being the mother that I was created to be. You've never, ever, ever put him on the back burner. You kept him your priority all these years through that. Like I've witnessed that. Sorry. Now I'm going to start crying. We can't
mess it. Trish.
Get it together.
Well, I feel like in a sense, like I owed him at least that, you know, because God, I don't know. I know I had no control over me getting sick again, but I've always felt guilty for the time. I mean, girl, I was on dialysis for pretty much his whole, like more than half his life. He's 17 now. So from 5 to 17, or 16, I should say, sorry, I was on dialysis. And I just had to make sure that I was doing what I could at the time to make sure that I raised him as best I could. And of course I had help. I did not do it alone. My parents were there to help me every step of the way, because he was a very energetic child, very energetic in a physical sense and just like mentally. He was just, you know, so there were times where he was a little too much for me to handle. And I would be like, oh my God, mom and dad, like, please, can you take Eric for a little bit? Like, I just, you know, because I, like I said, I would have my moments where I wanted to just give up, you know? So if it wasn't for my parents and actually their guidance and, them giving me advice and, you know, on how to, you know, raise my child, I definitely could not do it alone. That's for sure. You know, when they say it takes a tribe, it does take a tribe, you know, the more support, the better, you know? So yeah, I actually thank my parents so much for their part in raising him.
Well, we were designed to live that way. I mean, it's unfortunate in our culture, in American culture, that we don't do that more. But I do believe that we were designed to live in community and that we were supposed to be supporting each other. But your family has absolutely modeled what that looks like.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, I know they always come through for you and for Eric, and like they don't mess around. Like they show
they
up.
They don't.
They show up.
My mom will, like, she is the glue to holding the family together, whether, you know, as we get into adulthood and we choose to go our own path or whatever, like, you know, like my mom will never stop praying for her children, for her grandchildren. And my dad too, you know, he works a lot so that, you know, his family could have the things that they needed. Also, like I said, you know, I was on dialysis, on disability, you know, I didn't have much. But anytime my family would go, you know, on a cruise or go for, you know, like my dad worked his butt off so that he could also, you know, me and Eric could also enjoy things, you know, and outings with the family and stuff like that. Cause girl, it was hard financially. But so yeah, my parents, I owe so much to them for helping me out with my son, for sure.
I forgot about the financial aspect because you weren't able to work and you had to be on disability.
I
forgot about the financial aspect for you.
Yeah, it was hard.
Probably because you never complained about it.
I don't.
You just don't complain. I'm not sure that I've ever heard you complain. Like, I've known you for 10 years or more, and I've never heard you complain. Like,
I try not to. I might have complained here and there and be like, oh, wait, what am I complaining for? Like, at the end of the day, when I really think about everything, like, I am blessed. Do I have, like, you know, and to me, the wealth that I have that I'm so thankful for is the family and the friends, the love and the support. That is my wealth. And that is what makes me happy and brings me peace. And so, yeah, it was hard financially, but the abundance of love and support around me, that's my treasure.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I'll never forget. I know you were on dialysis for almost 10 years and girl, I'll cry thinking about it again, but I'll never forget you sending me that little video of how your family broke the news to you. So your days of being on dialysis, 8 hours a night, came to an end.
Had the family get together at her house, and my sister at the time, she was, you know, doing like she had her business of making like strawberry chocolate covered strawberries and just all kinds of like chocolate treats and you know, those like shells that are made of chocolate and you break them and there's like stuff inside. So you said, oh, I want to have the family together, you know, for dinner and stuff like that. So everyone was there, and she had told me, she's like, hey, you know, I want to make a video to post to my page, you know, for my business. She's like, do you think you could break it for me while I film you? And I was like, oh yeah, sure. Totally oblivious. Didn't think nothing of it. And so, yeah, so she started filming me and I started, you know, breaking. It was a rose, a beautiful pink rose. And I started breaking it and I look inside, and it still didn't dawn on me. I was like, okay, there's beans in here, kidney beans in here, you know, still not putting two and two together. And then she kept pointing inside. And so I started moving all the kidney beans out of the way. And inside was a card. And on, you know, in the front of it, it says, we are a match. And I just immediately like lost it. We hugged each other for a good long while. And then that's when she told me, she's like, yeah, I've been going through the process of getting tested, and we're a match. I'm going to give you my kidney. And so that's how she broke the news to me. And just, it was beautiful. Just so beautiful.
I mean, honestly, that's like the coolest way. I'll never forget watching that video. I'll have to see if they can put it into this.
Yes, for sure.
Episode, because girl, I watched that video. I bawled like a baby. Like, I just bawled and bawled. I'm like, oh my God, it's
I still cry. I still cry when like I scroll through my, you know, my camera roll and I come across it and I'm just like, oh my God, like I'll get emotional all over again. Yeah. And my sister's very creative, you know, she's very, I want to say even after that, oh, so then another time she took me out to go eat for breakfast and, she had, the waiter, every single waiter in the restaurant, one by one, you know, and it's like maybe every 10 minutes, they would all bring me a rose. And, while we were having breakfast. So, you know, here comes the waiters and the waitresses and they're like just handing me a rose. And I'm just like, oh, thank you. Thank you. And of course, you know, my sister's looking at me smiling. And then, so by the end of the breakfast, she gave me a card again and she said, save the date. And she had the date of our transplant on it. And I was just like, oh my God. So that was touching as you know, as well too.
That's so beautiful. And we only have another minute until we have to go to break again. But I'd like to continue when we get back talking about, like, I mean, obviously how much your sister adores you and how much your mother adores you. And honestly, how much everybody that knows you adores you, you know, you are a very special soul. You just are.
Thank you.
So, but how cool is that? I love the way that she did that.
Yes. I mean,
crazy creative. Like that video is just, it's, I could watch it a million times.
I know. I was like, oh my God, girl, like you're romantic. Like you can be romantic. Like, you know,
that's what I was thinking. I'm like, when you're talking about the roses, I'm like, oh, will she marry me? I mean, I'm happily married, but I'm just saying like, that's pretty rad.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It was very special for sure. Yeah.
Very special. So we do have to go to break. And when we come back, we'll get into more of that. And thank you, everybody, for listening to Pure Intuitive Talk on Transformation Talk Radio with me, Trish Smith, your host, and my special guest today, Christina Cancino. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Pure Intuitive Talk with me, your host, Trish Smith, on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm not going to try to say that three times. So I just pulled it off, don't you think? Right? Boom.
You're good at what you do.
All right. It's a tongue twister, I tell you. Anyways, thank you for being here with me, Christina. Thank you for being willing to be so transparent and share your story with everybody. You've always been a huge inspiration to me. And I just wanted to have you on because I'm excited to share you with all of our listeners because as an inspiration that you've been to me, I know that you'll inspire other people too. We both know like there's so many people going through so many medical issues and so many people that are struggling with just, you know, chronic diseases. And I'm sure that their faith runs really low. Even myself with my complex post-traumatic stress disorder, I have days where I am soaring and I feel so blessed. And I have days where I'm like, I don't even know if I can go another day like this. So clearly we're not the only ones who struggle with our faith. And so I just appreciate you taking the time and being willing to come on here and share your story of faith so that other people that are going through similar struggles, or maybe they're totally different. Like my struggle is totally different than your struggle, but we share the same faith and we share the same heartache. And that's part of the human condition.
Right. Exactly. It's all about faith. You know, we're human. So at the end of the day, you know, we do go through the emotions and the motions of, you know, being down and being depressed about our situation. But gosh, man, just take the moment, be in the moment to just breathe and, you know, take in just, cause there can be peace in your struggle. There really can. It's just all about just taking your mind out of, you know, the mindset of, you know, your struggle and just really embracing what you're going through and, you know, just thinking positively about it. I know that's hard. I know that's easier said than done. But I'd rather have a positive outlook than a negative one. And, it, it, that, will help you. You know, the more positive you are about it and the more peace that you will feel, you know. So yeah, definitely have faith.
So praying for you. Now, I remember you talking about your grandma, how she would just be doing the dishes and praying in tongue. Mm-hmm. And for myself, over the last probably 15 years, I've chosen to live a life of prayer. And so mm-hmm. for that as well, it's like, yeah, I mean, doing my dishes, like you said, I mean, even our mundane things that we go through, we can do mm-hmm. them in service. We can do them with a heart that's like, I'm so fortunate to have this like hot running water to do my dishes in. And I'm so yes. fortunate to have this warm bed to sleep in. Like I have heat in my house. I have clean drinking water. And so I know you and I discuss these things honestly right. on a regular basis, like how mm-hmm. fortunate we are to have the lives that we have.
Yes.
Here, especially, you know, in our country, we do have a lot. Well, we have way too much luxury, you know,
much, yeah.
To be honest, like we're spoiled for sure. But I mean, for you and I know that we don't take advantage of it. I know that every day that we live a life of gratitude,
very grateful
for the love that's given us to yes. us and for the relationships that we have and for, you know, our food and our shelter and all that yeah. other stuff. But I mean, for you, like for myself, when I'm praying, you know, I just really, I go into like my connection with the divine, and it's mm-hmm. almost, I just have like, it's just communication. Like, it's just
yeah.
like I'm having a conversation with God, and I just, that nonstop communication with the divine and listening and learning. And that's probably one of my favorite ways to spend my time. Well, it is oh, my favorite yeah. of my time, but just mm-hmm. being in that space with the divine and having those conversations. So what does that look like for you?
It's so like freedom. It's freedom. Yeah. It's gosh, it's almost indescribable. Just the peace of the stillness, the conversation that you have with God, because you literally just talk to him like, you know, he's your friend. He's, you know, he is there. And like you said, like we were talking about the other day, just praying with intention and, you know, how you pray, you know, pray as if these things are already happening, you know, thank you for my healing body. Thank you. You know, and even the specifics of, you know, I sometimes even like when I lay down, I'm just like, God, thank you so much for my bed. Thank you for this pillow. Thank you for providing the car that I have. You know, because he provides, he definitely provides when, and he knows. It's just amazing. Like, it's a different type of love, that's for sure, and overwhelming yeah. peace. And gosh, man, just the joy from it is just, it almost is too overwhelming, because then I will just sit there and really like cry in such gratitude and gratefulness and just almost like, wow, you know, just like, wow. So, mm-hmm. That's like where I'm at with everything, you know, and whatever comes my way next, like, I know he will be there always, always has been.
And you were saying, I knew yeah. the right kidney was waiting for me. And then before we went to break, you were talking about the right kidney. The right kidney yeah. did come to you. You knew it was coming. It mm-hmm. came. Your sister went through a transplant surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You now have your sister's surgery after you had your sister's kidney after you mm-hmm. had your mother's kidney all those years. I mean, talk about a sharing family, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I know, it's amazing. So I still like, so I have four kidneys inside me now. I have my original two because they didn't take them out.
Okay.
Then I still have my mom's, I still have her inside me. And now my sister's, and it's just like, wow, like my mother and my sister, like that is amazing, you know. It's beautiful. It
you
really
know what
is
it just
beautiful.
Came to me? What? I'm gonna start calling you a pot of gold. You are a pot of gold, right? Because like you said, you got your kidneys in there, and then you've got your mother's kidney in there, mm-hmm. and you've got your sister's kidney in there. And to be honest with you, I had no idea that they don't remove mm-hmm. the old ones. I did not know that you were carrying all of those in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling you a pot of gold.
That's, of course, you know,
pot of gold.
my two original and my mom's, they're like shriveled up little beans, but they're in there. They're
They
in
are.
there. No.
So we don't have a whole lot of time left. I just wanted to kind of throw out there to everybody listening that, like, my personal message for our listeners is, if I was at the grocery store and I saw Christina checking out in front of me in the grocery line, I'd have no idea, right? Like, I would have no idea that every night you were going and hooking yourself up to a dialysis machine and you didn't know how long that you were going to be able to live like that. I would not know your struggles. And so, like you and I were talking about the other day, it just reminds us that we don't know everybody's story.
We don't. And that's why it's so important to always, when you leave your house, you leave with the intention to brighten somebody's day, give a smile, you know, give a little wink, give a like, hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hi, how are you? What's up? You know, just something, you know, always be kind, be humble. Because you never know what someone is going through. But I'm definitely grateful that my mom and my sister are both doing well. Me and my sister just had our 1 year kidney anniversary. So ours was October 4th, our transplant, October 4th, 2021. And so
congratulations.
I'm a year and a couple months, a few months in, and Yay. My kidney is doing amazing. It's doing great. And I'm just so grateful at, again, life being put into, you know, life, just given life.
And I'm grateful that I got to keep you too. So, and I'm grateful that you were on the show today. And we're actually at a time, I mean, we could do this for 10 more hours because
I know I could talk to you for the rest of my life.
But thank you so much for coming on the show and providing, you know, all of us with the opportunity to get the inside look at your story. So thank you. I love you.
And, I love you. Thank you for having me. This has been just amazing. And I actually have not really like told my story in this way. So I'm very grateful for this opportunity. So thank you so much. I love you so much.
You. Thank you. And we'll just continue that. I'll just call you when we're done and we'll be like, I love you. No, I love you. But I guess I have to say goodbye to all the listeners. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Pure Intuitive Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. If you are looking for someone to work with as a holistic life coach, you can find me at trishsmithguide.com. Thank you, everybody. And thank you, Christina.
Thank you. God bless everybody.
Thank you for listening to Pure Intuitive Talk with me, Trish Smith, your Pure Intuitive Guide. Come back and join us for encouragement to take responsibility and to connect to your whole being. Remember that every moment is the right moment to choose peace, acceptance, and forgiveness. We all have the courage to look deep within, get real with ourselves, and make upgrades to our ways of interacting with the world. It's been my privilege to share this hour with you. For more information about me, go to pureintuitiveguide.com. That's pureintuitiveguide.com. Thanks again, and we will see you here next time on Transformation Talk Radio.